I would ask you, what does the world place the most confidence in? The answer would probably be money, because we see that throughout the world, through sports and everything else. The rich get richer, the poor gets poorer. They place a lot of confidence because of the money they have, not understanding when they die, that money stays here. They will have a little benefit for it where they're at. In 2 Timothy 4, and chapter 2, and verse chapter 1, and verse 12, I have trouble reading this a little bit. Paul there says, "For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded, or to win over, or believe, or have full assurance." And he said, "I have full assurance in Christ that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day." What had Paul committed to the Lord? His life. He had complete confidence in the God of heaven. He was confident that the Lord could keep what was committed to him. And can we have that same confidence? In order to follow someone, we must place our confidence in that person, that they are able to perform what we commit to them. Notice some of the verses of the Bible, probably just particularly one, and mostly in the Old Testament, from the Bible, that show us we can place our full confidence in God and know that he will keep us in this life against all struggles that we may face. In chapter 3 of Exodus, God there is speaking to Moses from the flames of the burning bush. And God is declaring to Moses that he has seen the afflictions of his people in Egypt, and that Moses was to be the deliverer of his people. In chapter 3 and verse 13, Moses asked God, "When I come to the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?" God in his response in verse 14 says, "And God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me," or sent Moses, "to you." The word "I am" is an expression of God's nature. In using this phrase, God identifies himself as the self-existing one, the unique, the eternal one, an uncreated God, an existence different from all other existences. God is the ultimate truth. In Exodus chapter 3 and verse 15, "And God said moreover unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations." God here tells Moses that this is to be a name used and understood from the beginning of time to the end of time, throughout all history. In Isaiah 45, verses 5 and 6, Isaiah there says, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me." He says, "I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside. I am the Lord, and there is none else." Strong defines this word "girded." He's talking about as Israel is going into battle, that he has girded Israel for that battle. Strong says he finds the word "got it" to bind or compass about. Instead of ungirding, loosing, God would gird them, giving them strength for battle. So that God girded them up because he is the I am. John 8, verse 24, Christ there says, "Therefore I say unto you, you will die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." What did Christ say they must do? Must believe that I am. And that's what we are to be today, to believe. We believe that God the Father is the great I am, that Christ is the I am. No beginning, no end. Today, likewise, we must believe this. In John 8, in verse 28, "Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know I am, that I can do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, I speak these things." Jesus here in these two verses reveals to them who he was, yet they failed to understand who he was and put him to death. In John 8, verse 58, Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Verse 59, because of that saying, they tried to kill him. By using this "I am," those during Jesus' time should have known he was having reference to Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, where God there again told Moses, "Tell them, I am has sent me." Israel then knew when Moses said, "I am had sent me," would know to whom Moses was referring to. In John 8, verse 58, "Before Abraham was, I am." Jesus did not say, "Before Abraham was born, I was born." He just said, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was or came into existence, I am. Abraham had a beginning, did not always exist. The contrast is, I am is uncreated. He's absolute, he's eternal, always existed, independent of time. Those in the book of Exodus knew this. They knew who I am was. It meant the eternal God, the one who had no beginning or ending. They knew the one who created all things, is all-powerful, all-knowing, is always present to everyone. He had someone he was someone they could put their trust in. If you will be turning to Isaiah chapter 43. We will read these 13 verses, first 13 verses of Isaiah 43. Isaiah there says, "And now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall a flame kindle up against thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give man for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up to the south. Keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say his truth. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, that and understand that I am before, that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. Beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God." Then notice verse 13. "Yea, before the day of creation, was I am he. And there is none that can deliver thee out of my hand. I will work and let it be and shall let it." Therefore, before the day, they're referring to the first day of creation, God said, "I am." He was. He still will be, and he will be through all eternity. He will never cease. No beginning, no end. Through that reading and looking at that, we can have complete trust in God that he's going to take care of us. And that's who we need to put our trust in. If you're here tonight and you've not obeyed the gospel, you have the opportunity that God has granted you once more. And we have a good number present. We're thankful for that. But if you have not obeyed the gospel, take this time and opportunity to do so. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Are you willing to repent of your sins and make that good confession? that he is God's Son, be baptized for remission of your sins, be added to the Lord's church. Or maybe you have done that, you've fallen away, you've done some things you shouldn't. It may be publicly known. If so, you need to take care of that before the members here, that we will pray with you and for you. If those sins are forgiven, you can be restored to God once again. As together we stand and sing.